Good morning, everybody. I appreciate everybody joining us this morning in downtown Timmins. My name is Eric Duncan. I'm a Conservative MP from Eastern Ontario. And I say it can be cold up here sometimes in Timmins, but the reception has always been warm. It's my third time visiting in the last year on behalf of Pierre Poilievre and our Common Sense Conservative team. And I'm back up here again today with the unfortunate news that next week, according to the Liberal and NDP costly coalition in Ottawa, they're going to be jacking up the carbon tax on Canadians and the good folks here in Timmins by 23% on April the 1st. This is not sustainable, and this is only adding to food bank use, to skyrocketing rates of Canadians that are struggling to make ends meet. And what we need to do is we need to spike the hike coming up on April the 1st. We've been putting the pressure in Ottawa last week, multiple times at committee in the House of Commons, calling out and demanding that Liberal MPs and particularly NDP MPs that are propping up Justin Trudeau in Ottawa, they have to stop and they have to cancel this April 1st hike. Now, Conservatives have been clear. We are not only proposing to spike the hike on April 1st, we would axe the carbon tax entirely. It has failed, and the rebates that the Liberals are offering have been shredded. Canadians are paying more out in carbon taxes than they get back in any rebates. And the worst is yet to come. April 1st, next week, it's not an April Fool's joke. It's going up 23% on its way to being quadrupled. And the reason I come up to Timmins, and I've spent a lot of time in Northern Ontario with business owners, community leaders, it's even worse and more impactful here in Northern Ontario. The price of gas, when you're jacking up the price of gas, the cost of doing business, the cost of bringing food up to Timmins from my part of Eastern Ontario would be an 8-hour transport drive to come all the way up here just to bring food and essentials to folks. It's even more impactful. And the geography of Northern Ontario, it is cold here. It's not a luxury to heat your home. It's a necessity here. So to have the carbon tax being added again, raising people's heating bills here in Timmins is just absolutely ridiculous and out of touch. So we're here outside of Charlie Angus's office, the longtime NDP MP, who's last week Pierre Poilievre said is in a witness protection program because people in Timmins, every time I come up, they never see or never hear from Charlie. And I can tell you, I just think it's very clear, and I know that, simply because he's out of touch and offside with what people in Timmins are saying. They don't want this hike coming in the carbon tax on April the 1st, and they don't want the carbon tax at all. And it's out of touch for Charlie Angus to keep being in Ottawa and having no problem with quadrupling it and propping up Justin Trudeau to do that with the Liberals and NDP. So we are not only taking our message like we did last week on the floor of the House of Commons, we had an opposition day motion, we had a confidence vote, we had numerous committees where we were raising this and sharing the stories of the impact. And now we're coming to the front lines. I'm back up in Northern Ontario again. Many of my colleagues, including Pierre Poilievre, were out across the country to say, spike the hike, axe the tax, and let's bring some common sense to Timmins. It's long past due. They had an MP that finally listened to what the community is saying.